This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, the philosophical leader in the world of radio, that's me. The philosophy of life. Let's make it a good day, right? Jay Kirshner is here to make it a good day. She chuckles and she got a great personality, good smile, great voice.
You got to say what you just said off air about, what was it, time is?
Time is a compendium of space.
There you go.
It is. It's not. The only place time exists is here. You can say, okay, the last time that you look up in the sky, last night Daisy and I were out for our evening walk. We go out about 10:30, 11 o'clock before I go to bed. We both go to bed. And we walk around the barn and walk up to the shed, and she does her pee and her poop, and we go to the garden, and she wants to know what's going on there. And as I'm walking around with her, because she has a routine, I don't need to, watch where she's going. I look up in the sky, and I'm looking at the stars. It's a beautiful,
so
clear
pretty
night.
Yeah. Night.
And then you think about, okay, are those stars really there? In many cases, this is what's so mind-blowing, they aren't anymore. But they had a space in the sky. What we're seeing is just what's near to us in our own, in our galaxy, which is, our solar system is small. Galaxy is small.
It took so long for the light to even hit us, for us
exactly.
to see it.
Yeah, 12 billion years. That light may have been extinguished 12 billion years ago, and it took that long to get here. So it's, it becomes meaningless when your time becomes meaningless. It isn't to us here. I have to be on time to be on the air. We have to get into things and do them right, and the stations want to know that they can count on this, that, or the other thing. That's an important element of time.
Yep.
We allow so much time for our children to do this, that, and the other thing. Okay, if you want to watch television,
our time-based rather than details.
Right, it's got to be at work
we'll
at 8 o'clock.
We'll get to the next thing when we finish the previous thing.
Right.
Or no, it's we have to do this at this time, then this at that time, then this at the next time.
Yeah. And so, anyway, it's really understanding that time is important, but yet it really isn't. And I know that's very contradictory, but that's kind of the way the universe works. Here's some good news. Cumulus, not the radio company. This one is spelled with a K. Cumulus is a tech startup company, developed a product that allows safe drinking water to be refined from thin air.
Isn't that amazing? Producing drinking water from
air,
like you just said. So cool.
This is something that will produce 20 to 30 liters of healthy drinking water every day. Hello, California. Are you listening? You morons, you stooges out there that run the state that aren't doing the things they need to, like collecting water and desalinating. Okay, so here's another thing for you to think about. It refines the water vapor in the air, humidity, in essence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Puts it through the system, kills harmful bacteria, and I think it goes through the system a couple of times. It's fully autonomous, made to be fully operational, and it can be transported, set up, maintained easily across the
world. Can we do insider trading here now that we know the story? Can we invest in this country? Company?
That'd be great.
Huh? Cumulus, Cumulus, not to be confused with the radio company. Humid air is drawn into the machine, passes through a particle filter, and then goes through a cooling process that causes the droplets of water to appear in the collector. And there is so much moisture in the air that we feel it on a humid day, that's for sure. And so what goes in is humid air, what comes out is dry air and water. Brilliant.
Just think about it.
Who figured this out?
Water, it's not a privilege. It's a human right. And there's so many places that it's just so difficult to get to. And right now they're trying to provide it to those locations that don't have access to the clean drinking water.
There's a lot of that, man, I'll tell you. There's so many places, not only here. There are a lot of people who theorize that the next big war will be fought over water, having water, the ability to have water. So, anyway, and that gets That starts, that's the first thing. Never mind January 6th. Never mind Miss G. Maxwell. It's, you know, how many of the, there have been six different hearings, haven't there? January 6th hearings, seems to me. Cassidy Hutchinson is the latest to testify.
Sounds about right, because this was previously unscheduled, wasn't it? It was kind of like a pop-up emergency.
For the last, somebody talked to her and they figured out, wow, we better get her on the stand so she can tell her story. Speaking of stories, yesterday we were talking about 46 people who were in that trailer in Texas outside of San Antonio. Now the death toll is 51. This was a, if you didn't hear the story, an abandoned tractor trailer truck. The driver apparently didn't get paid, and so in his anger he just said, okay, I'm leaving the truck on the side of the road, and it was way outside of San Antonio, so nobody came by. A police officer actually heard, he drove by the trailer, had his window open, and he heard somebody banging against the wall of the trailer.
If the driver was like, I'm not getting paid, so I'm not doing this anymore, why not open the trailer and just walk away? Why, like...
Because you're thinking selfishly.
What,
it's the warmest June on record. Average daytime temperatures in this area, 101 degrees. So it took and the air conditioning, it was a refrigerated truck. So when it left wherever it left, the refrigerator unit was on. You all see these on the highway, right? You see the trucks with the motors usually underneath the air conditioning unit under the trailer or on top, right in the front. They have them there. And they have diesel fuel. They're usually powered by a small diesel engine. And so the thing apparently ran out of fuel. And then, bingo. Here we have the Border Patrol says there have been 557 deaths like this, heat-related, near the border since the beginning of the year. So this 557 people have been killed, and most of them obviously are smuggled up from Mexico. Looking at this list of people as they've gone through and tried to identify these people. There were 27 from Mexico, let's see here, 3 from Guatemala, 4 from Honduras, and other places who were trying to get into this country. The number of people so far this year who have been compromised, coming across the data from the government, says that 240,000 people have come into this country this year who had they had a problem, let's put it that way. They've got their health issues, they have other issues. So that's a 250,000 people that have come into this country that need help. They're going to be wards of the state. You and I are paying for them. And, you know, it's too bad that they have a problem, but how is it your responsibility and my responsibility to take care of them if they aren't here? I have this conversation all the time with some members of my family about what our responsibility is. I think there are plenty of people who are here who need help who are legitimately here. We can't take care of the whole world as much as it would be wonderful if we could, but we can't. So what's the next stop in this? And at this point, with these people that are in charge, I don't know what the heck the next stop is, because they don't seem to have a plan. There's no plan. Anyway, enough on that. I'm getting myself worked up. All right, so now I'm going to go to some other place that's going to get me worked up. You ready?
Okay, hold on. I'm holding on.
Getting worked up, part two. Well, maybe I need to take a break. All right, we're going to take a break for a moment, and then I'm going to get worked up again. All right, stand by.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Get an iPhone SE for just $19.99 when you switch. All on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Phone offer limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Now, you know, when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, man, take your order.
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show. Have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
All right, so my elevated stress level, I don't think I grind my teeth at night. I don't clench my jaw.
Is that how it sounds?
I don't get headaches, but I do, I guess, this is a grind, and it's important to keep things into perspective. That's one of the great things. You know, I'm so thankful for the hundreds of thousands of people over the course of a week, 3 or 4 million people listen to this program. And I thank you publicly for offering me the chance to have therapy for 3 or 4 hours a day, because that's kind of what this is. I get it off my chest. And you can get it off your chest, too, by sharing with us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. So here we have the majority of the Supreme Court now starting to chip away at the wall separating church and state. Man. Okay, Doug, calm down. Yeah, all right. New rulings this week that were announced eroding the tradition of our government being separate from the church. Separation of church and state. So all these people who say we have to live by the Constitution, okay, you want to do that for Roe v. Wade? Then why in the world aren't you doing it for church and state? Why are you continuing to eat away at the things that have been ruled before as official government policy? What is there about this that you think it's so important? Government endorsement of religion, the Establishment Clause in the First Amendment, prohibits endorsement of any religion, connection to religion. So what? I don't mind the ruling. Now, maybe this is my problem or my fault because I'm maybe inconsistent. It didn't bother me that remember the, I think we talked about on Monday.
The football coach.
Because he
wasn't trying to make everybody pray with him. It was just something he does on his own. He goes to the 50-yard line, drops to his knee, and he prays. And that is a very personal choice, and people should be allowed to do so, but not to enforce that upon anybody else.
So then there's the endorsement now of allowing public money to pay for students to attend religious schools up in Maine. I don't know. If the child needs something that the school provides they can't get in public school, I think that's okay. But that's a marginal. What this thing read, anyway.
Aren't there some public schools that partner with private religious schools? That if that is the case where the public school can't offer a certain student something they need, they have almost like quote-unquote tutors that will come. And they're not coming from a religious sense. It's just they have this additional skill set or program that they can offer, which would be fine.
Neil Gorsuch.
Don't force it.
Wrote, the court's aim was to prevent public officials from being hostile to religion. Okay. Gorsuch should be hostilized. He should be impeached because he lied to the Senate. All right, it's 21 after the hour.
experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All right, it's 23 at the hour now on the DS program. We have some celebrity news that's trending, including somebody connected to Kourtney Kardashian. Anytime you see the name Kardashian, you gotta go for it, right? So this is a serious story, actually. We'll get to it right after this.
American Heart Association Health Beat. I'm Mariah Hopperman. About 90% of people who suffer out-of-hospital cardiac arrest die. But CPR, especially if performed immediately, could double or triple a cardiac arrest victim's chance of survival. First Officer Matthew Clark suffered a cardiac arrest during a flight he was piloting.
I was incredibly fortunate to go into cardiac arrest around colleagues trained in CPR and the use of AEDs who were confident enough to use them.
Only about 40% of people who experience an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest receive the immediate help that they need before professional help arrives.
About 50% of people can locate an automated defibrillator or AED at work. Learn CPR and learn how to use an AED so you can help save a life in an emergency.
Find out where you can learn how to use an AED and learn how to do CPR at cpr.heart.org.
Okay, what's going on with Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker that we ought to know about, Jay?
Yeah, some scary stuff. Travis Barker was apparently hospitalized. It's currently unknown reasons. He and Kourtney first showed up at West Hills Hospital Tuesday morning for some health issues that Travis was experiencing, and apparently the medical crew at West Hills felt that he needed more attention and care, and so they took him by ambulance to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. Kourtney followed, and still nobody knows. He posted something a few hours prior during that day that it said, "God save me," and then Tuesday evening, Travis's daughter asked for prayers. So something not good is apparently going on.
Wow. That was unexpected. It seemed to be unexected anyway.
Speaking of a month after they just got married.
Yeah. Also unexpected, the passing of Mary Mara, someone whose name you probably don't know, but as soon as you see a picture of her, you recognize her from any number of television roles. She was 61. And she drowned while she was swimming in the St. Lawrence River,
yeah,
which has got to be cold as you know what at this time of year. And there's heavy currents. St. Lawrence River, heavy, heavy currents. So she was a strong swimmer, apparently, but not strong enough.
Yeah, there's no signs of foul play or anything like that, and just such a tragic accidental death.
Yep, 61, been in all kinds of shows, Criminal Minds, Nash Bridges, NYPD Blue, Law & Order, Ray Donovan. The list goes on and on. So, again, you'd recognize her if you saw her. Let's see what's going on with, we got time for Ariana Grande. I think we do. A stalker broke into her home on her birthday.
This is the same stalker. She wasn't there, fortunately, but this is the same stalker that keeps showing up, keeps getting released. She has restraining orders against him. She's worried that he's going to kill her or harm her family. One of the times he tried to break in, he was shouting at a bodyguard, like, I'm going to kill her and you.
What?
So scary.
Again. These people, how do we, there's the mental health problems in our country when you get down to brass tacks about stuff like this, and how do you deal with this sort of thing? Frankly, you know, that's the difficult part.
A restraining order is not going to take anybody away. It's only going to say that this person can legally get into trouble if they don't stay away.
All right. Let's hope that works out. Johnny Cash's ranch on the market for $1.79 million. It doesn't seem a lot. It's in Ventura County.
Because it's relatively in the same condition as when he had it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of history there.
Yeah.
You would think
it would go
for more.
Yeah, I would have thought, too, especially in that part of town where there's a lot of interest in living out there now in the valley. But if you're looking for a nice house in California, Johnny Cash, $1.79 million, and it's yours. Good luck. 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The COVID-19 vaccine strategy for the fall remains confusing with unanswered questions after the Food and Drug Administration expert panel on Tuesday spent hours debating how and whether to update the vaccines. It's being reported vaccines are losing effectiveness against new variants, and more than half of Americans are still without a booster shot. With 51 illegal immigrants dying in the Texas heat this week, the open border policy, backed by hours of video evidence, is being disputed by the White House. They claim it's the cartels that caused the deaths. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton on Fox News reiterates these deaths are a result of President Biden's policy.
Well, they are right about one thing. The cartels are definitely at fault here, but who also is at fault is the administration. And it's largely due to the Biden administration policies of inviting illegals to cross the border.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The way the Biden administration has opened up the southern border of the United States to anyone who wants to meander right in is being called into question as 51 illegal immigrants die in the heat in San Antonio, Texas. Despite all the video evidence, White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre disputes the border being open.
The matter is the border is closed, which is in part why you see people trying to make this dangerous journey using smuggling networks. Again, our hearts go out to the families at this time. We are going to stay focused on the facts and making sure that we hold these smugglers accountable.
Republican Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News says this is business as usual for President Biden.
All he's done since he's been president is employ open border policies. That means basically ceding the border to the cartels to engage in activity just like this. These are not the only people who have died coming across the border. This is just the most recent example. This happens all the time, and you're going to see the numbers skyrocket in the hot South Texas summer.
A 34-year-old man was injured Monday when he was gored by a bison at Yellowstone National Park. The attack took place near the Old Faithful Geyser when a bull bison charged the man and his family. The man from Colorado was taken to an Idaho hospital with an injury to his arm. This is the second time this year that a guest got too close to the wild animals at Yellowstone. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's a great day, Doug Steffens, good day.
All right, here to fix a lot of problems. I have a problem with my co-host, Jay Kirshner. Got a problem because she doesn't know what a U is, so I'm going
to... No, I had to think, I had to remember because I actually, when my husband goes out of town, I leave little notes in his, I hide notes in his bags, and I have one that I always write out, and it's a picture. It's I love you, but it's a picture of an eye. Yeah, a picture of an eye, a picture of an egg, like for French loaf, and then a U for the I love you. And for a moment, I just had a mind lapse. I'm still dealing with the brain effects of COVID. Please forgive me.
Yeah.
I know what a U is.
I just wanted people, this is a great conversation starter. For those of you who don't know how to start a conversation with somebody, and you may come with a farm background, ask somebody the difference between a ram and a U, which is what I just did. This is how Jay and I spend our time during the breaks as we rehearse for every moment of the next half hour of the program. Also, it's farm quiz time. And so the definition, when I ask somebody what a ram is, and they're going to tell me it's a Dodge pickup truck, then I know.
That was what I first started thinking.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, we've solved that problem. Now it's time to acknowledge National Camera Day, celebrating the fact that photography, which used to be pretty complicated, right? Now all we have to do is take out our iPhone.
It's scientists take a shot. To do it.
Right, yeah. Photography, that's two Greek words. When you put them together, they mean writing with light. That's really a great, isn't that, that's picturesque. and picturesque language. It's a beautiful way of describing what the camera, isn't it right? Photo with light.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures with light. Now, this goes back to, I didn't realize this. I have learned something here, Jay, in the research that you did. You brought us back to 400 B.C. when ancient optics were invented. The Chinese, leave it to them. The Chinese are very clever. All through history, all the history of their country is full of all kinds of things that have been good for humanity right up until now, and now they're not much good for humanity, but at any rate, they were the first ones who understood how this worked, pinhole imagery.
Yeah, and then, but right? As soon as the light was gone, the image was gone.
Right, yeah. Fast forward to 1825, the first printed image of a photograph in whose name will not be pronounced by me, invented the heliograph. Not something that flies, folks, no. This is a print that requires 8 hours of light exposure to create the picture, and then it fades anyway. 1839, a forerunner of filming began. Another Frenchman named Daguerre, is that how you pronounce his name? I think it's close to that, anyway.
That sounds
invented,
right.
Yeah. He invented the first successful photographic process for creating a permanent image on a metal plate. And then in 1880, modern film era began. George Eastman of the Eastman Kodak Company. You know where that name came from? You know what Eastman Kodak is, right? Wait a minute. This is the time when the old timers realize that they're old timers, right? So the Eastman Kodak Company, if you look at the Kodak cameras, it'll say on the bottom of them, the copyright Eastman Kodak, or it'll say something that gives credit. The company was known as Eastman Kodak, because he patented the camera known as the Kodak, but that's why it's called the Eastman Kodak, because he's the one who created it. And so he was pretty smart, actually. The Brownie camera. Did anybody remember having a Brownie camera? Come on. You don't even know what it is, right? You don't
nope.
know what a Brownie camera is.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it brown? Does it look like brownie? Is it edible?
No.
Is it friends with a blondie camera?
No, it's a camera it's a little teeny camera. You'll Google it. I know you will. But it was the first camera that everybody could use. It was simple and it was small. It was called a Brownie. I don't know why it was called a Brownie, but people went bananas for it. It was fabulous because it was inexpensive and it was fun, and they had them around when I was a kid. All right, fast forward to 2000 when the first mobile phone with a camera on it became available, and we all know now Kodak's out of business. Eastman Kodak, nobody makes cameras anymore, right? A few expensive Canons, you'll see them around, but
yeah,
everybody uses their phone.
Well, and there's still a lot of people still like that instant film that comes out, like a Polaroid picture does, but
yeah.
It is, they're called something else now, and they're a little bit different shape, but that's still something
that's sold in stores. The Polaroid camera was a big thing. You take a picture, and it pops the picture out.
Yeah.
It had all the things.
You shake it, thinking that it makes it go faster. It doesn't,
yeah.
But it gives you something to do.
My father used to have those and loved to take pictures of everybody with a Kodak Instamatic. I think that's what it was called, if I remember correctly, the Instamatic. Moving along, all right, enough of that stuff. A German court has sentenced a Nazi former concentration camp guard who is 101 years old to 5 years in the slammer for being an accessory to thousands of murders. Thank the, what's the name of that, the Israeli organization, the guy, I can never remember his name, I interviewed him a couple of times too. He was responsible for going around the world and finding all these cretins and bringing them to justice. So here's the guy. So the debate could be at 101, why would you send him to jail for 5 years? I just think it makes a point. And frankly...
Well, yeah, you still have to do the time.
Right. I think that it should be that that's what we do to all these Russians that are getting captured in Ukraine. Send them to jail for the rest of their life. That's it. When they're out there murdering innocent people, to jail or off with their head or something,
mm-hmm.
get rid of them.
Hitting malls, hitting theaters that are clearly marked that people are seeking shelter there.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Okay. Next, the elections from yesterday. More primaries. One of the most notable ones in Colorado, where the two winners in the Republican primary for I think this is the wasn't it the court? Yeah, the county, the Mesa County clerk, somehow or other became nationally known. She was indicted because she broke into her own election system why is she in jail? She was trying to corrupt the system. Here's the person in charge of keeping it honest. She's trying to corrupt it because she's a Trumper. What is the matter with these people?
Mm-hmm.
What is there in Trump's personality that makes people, this woman's going to go to jail, never mind lose the election. All the Trumpers lost. I think that's basically the takeaway, at least in Colorado. What else have you got? Because I think there were three or four there, wasn't there?
Yeah,
Illinois.
Kathy Hochul won in New York, Illinois Republican national primary. State Senator Darren Bailey easily won. Yeah, there were a bunch. You had Colorado, Illinois, New York, Oklahoma, and Utah hosting their primaries. Mississippi and South Carolina had runoff elections, and Nebraska hosted a special election.
Yeah. Anyway, that's more of the same old stuff, really, in a manner of speaking. In a moment, the story of a mechanic who smashes a world record. Wait till you hear this story right after these words.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Get an iPhone SE for just $19.99 when you switch. All on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Phone offer limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Calling all dinosaur fans, Jurassic World Dominion is here. Head to Walmart now for exclusive finds you can really sink your claws into before the movie stomps into theaters. Score battling dinosaur toys, clothes, bedding, collectibles, and much more from top brands like Funko, Mattel, and Lego. Get ready to roar. Only at Walmart.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spice. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
All right. I misspoke. I was wrong. There was one place in Illinois where Rodney Davis, did you say this? If you did, I didn't hear you. Representative Rodney Davis, who's a Republican, lost in the primary to a lady named Mary Miller. We were talking about her the other day, remember? Trump-backed congresswoman.
Oh, yes.
Who spoke about white...
This is a historic win for white lives, talking about the Roe v. Wade being overturned.
Right. And she likes Hitler, too, apparently. So, good for her. All right, 45 past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. So here's the story about a mechanic who has smashed the world record for the most push-ups in an hour. 182. I want to see this guy. I haven't seen a picture.
Right?
And I'd like to see a woman who would challenge him. That'd be kind of fun. I think women who can do stuff like that are very interesting. His name is Daniel Scully. He took on the task, managed to surpass the previous record by 128 push-ups. That's 51 push-ups every minute for an hour.
And during pain. He suffers from chronic pain, too. Yeah, the whole reason he took on this task was because he wanted to show that mind over matter, and what he's dealing with is, it's not that something's happening or it's that his brain is sending these pain signals, even though the pain, any cause for the pain, it doesn't actually exist. It's his brain firing off these false pain signals.
Yeah.
And so he did this Herculean task, and it was just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I think it's something to be admired. I'd like to be able to. I can't. With my shoulders, both of them have been the bicep tendon that goes over and around the back to your rotator cuff. I've torn them on both sides and didn't want to get them fixed because it takes so long. I used to do a lot. I could do 100 push-ups easily. I can't do them now at all because I can't.
How many pull-ups?
Yeah. I could easily do 4 or 5. If I put some weight on, maybe 3 or 4. But there were times when I was younger that I could do 10, 12, 14. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the great benefits of growing up on the farm and being physically active. It made me strong for my size, and I still am, actually, if I don't say so myself. Okay, FDA panel recommending that vaccine makers create shots targeting the Omicron variant. The subvariants now, BA4, BA5, become the dominant form of the virus. But you don't really get sick, and you don't know what's in the virus. I'm not taking one. I don't see any reason for it. I don't know what's in the vaccine. And we all know that Omicron is like a bad cold. So why would you put something in your body at this point? And I'm one who's been supportive of the vaccines all along. But I don't want to know more. I'm going to see
what happens. But why the pressure, too? There's so many other vaccines out there. Like, think of the flu vaccine. People are not pressured to get the flu vaccine every year the way that this vaccine for COVID has been pushed.
Nope. And so, with that in mind, here's sort of one of those questions. Shared rides have started again with Uber, but because they stopped them, obviously, during the pandemic. But would you, to save a couple of bucks, if you're worried about COVID, would you take a shared ride with an Uber?
I wouldn't anyway, just because of timing. You know,
it takes a lot of time.
Yeah, right. You have to. If you're not the first person or the last person picked up, and the first person dropped off.
Take a long ride.
Then,
yeah.
No, thank
long
you.
Way. To Tipperary. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about Term Provider. Term Provider is the easy way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get a lot of peace of mind. You got high blood pressure, you got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they shop all the top insurance companies so that you don't have to do the work yourself. Get the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750. Term Provider has helped thousands and thousands of people just like you. No matter whether you got diabetes, as I say, you're a little bit porky maybe, call Big Lou at Term Provider. 800-333-1750. I'm calling Big Lou. 800-333-1750. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life coverage, less than $200 a month. Term Provider is the way to go. Get affordable life insurance. Call Big Lou at 888-333-1750. 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Moments time. This is an important song from an important movie. Chuck Curry is here with Jay and me to discuss things that are pertinent for those of you who like to go to the movies or watch them, and you're interested in the lives and the well-being of your favorite actor. All right, Chucker, so why are we playing that theme?
St. Elmo's Fire, directed by Joel Schumacher, this week in movie history, was released in theaters. That song was sung by a guy named John Parr, and that became the number one.
I thought John Huston. Why do I think John Huston did that?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Yeah, but that song was number one on the Billboard charts for 2 weeks.
Right, that's right.
That was a true what they call Brat Pack movie.
Yeah,
Emilio Estevez, Rob Lowe, Demi Moore, Mayor Winningham, Judd Nelson. Annie McDowell was in that movie also. I enjoyed that movie. I remember seeing
it. I love her. What's her face? Is an interesting.
Winningham.
She
married Anthony Edwards. Actually, they did a movie called Miracle Mile, which I like a lot. It's a smaller film, sort of an end of the world mystery.
Whatever happened to him? He was on ER. He was in the original. Where did he go?
Well, the original time. He's done some TV stuff. I think he's a terrific actor. I think he owned ER when he was on ER. I love that show.
Yep. Chris Pratt says he doesn't like being called Chris.
Really? Okay. Are you wasting my airtime on this story?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
I got some better stuff.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Before you do it, though, Jay, tell us why Chris Pratt doesn't like being called Chris.
Everybody in his life calls him Pratt or CP. That's just what everybody calls him. He feels weird.
I wish I had the time to be worried about stuff like that. I don't.
All right, what do you have time to worry about, Chucker? Let's go. You're
okay. Okay, FreeWee, which is owned by Amazon, it used to be IMBD TV, picked up the Who's the Boss revival show 30 years later, produced by Norman Lear, Tony Danza, And Alyssa Milano will come back to reprise their roles. The question is, who's going to watch it on this somewhat obscure app? But you could download it. They're going to produce it. Actually, I'm going to watch it because I like that show. It ran from
where's the money come
92.
From? It's so obscure. Where's that money coming from?
Well, it comes. I guess there's enough money to produce it. I guess it's owned by Amazon, so they got boatloads of money. They're probably trying to build that streaming service. Some other news: Ghostbusters Afterlife sequel. Sony announced a release date, December 20th, 2023. It takes place in New York City this time, which I think is good. They did not announce any cast, so we'll see how that plays out.
You see Tom
Hanks?
I'm
not a fan. I'm in the minority. I was not a big fan of Ghostbusters Afterlife. I found it
they're all awful.
Disappointing for me. Yeah. I know a lot of people really liked it, though.
You're a fan of Forrest Gump?
Sure.
Tom Hanks has been interviewed, and he revealed he didn't think the bus bench scenes would make it into the final cut. Why?
Classic stuff. I have no idea.
Is it important?
Classic
probably not. Holly Robinson Peete. Her name's been around a lot lately. She got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She was in 21 Jump Street, but what else
she was
she? What's she in now? Isn't she around?
Mr. Cooper back in the day. She's been in different Hallmark movies.
Okay. I'm glad to get that straightened out.
So what's the story? Why do you mention her?
Because she got a walk on she got a star on the Walk of Fame.
Is she really? Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right. You got something else?
I do one other thing. Ron Howard's new movie, 13 Lives, which is getting really good advanced buzz. It's about 12 kids and their coach who gets stranded in a cave in I believe Thailand or Chile. Colin Farrell.
I saw that. Yeah.
They just released a trailer. It looks really good. It's going to hit theaters July 29th. But here's the kicker, Doug. 1 week later, August 5th, it will be on Amazon Prime. I guess they already cut that deal. I don't get it, but
ridiculous.
I'm just don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you.
It's ridiculous. The number of people who are on the road this weekend, 4th of July, looking at some of the interesting travel movies over the years, Easy Rider. That probably is a favorite of yours, right? You like that?
Well, that was a big movie.
Summer in 1966 is a big travel movie. Into the Wild.
I like that one.
You like that one? Yeah.
Yeah, Neil Hirsch. I like that. How Hope.
Martin
I like
Sheen's
that movie.
The Way. That looks like that. I didn't ever see
would
that.
Would Trains, Planes, and Automobiles be on that list?
I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think
that's
it would
pretty
be on
good
there.
One. Yeah. It's regarded as a Thanksgiving movie.
It is. Well, it's a travel movie. All right, Chucker, good man. Thank you for being here. 59 past the hour.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.